friends, and welcome to the Art
Candy,
the Oatly Academy of
Candy,
Story
Candy Teeth Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. We're just sitting here in this little smoky, what do we call this, studio? But it's like a studio on a studio? Or is it like a closet?
This is like, studio, if the studio is a motorcycle, studio? This is like the sidecar.
Oh, wow. That's it. We're in the studio sidecar.
Sidecar studio.
Sidecar studio. And we want to welcome you back to Candy Teeth Radio. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Appreciate your earballs. This one's going to be a relaxing one.
Seems even though we're all drinking coffee.
Seems like. Yeah, we're trying to drink coffee. Hold on. I got it. Woo! That's some coffee.
Yeah, wow.
It's good, huh?
Was there something in your coffee?
I don't know. Like bots.
Robots?
Robots in my coffee. What do we need to talk about? Want to talk about something?
Yeah.
I got stuff. Watch this. Bam.
Wow. All you gotta do is just unfold it, and there it is.
What does it say?
It says...
It's at a bad angle.
Post episodes on Facebook page.
Oh, that was the pre-show. Damn it. We didn't do that. Whoa. What?
What else does it say?
Like, it says, like, already recorded Joey. Oh, I didn't edit that. I'm going to turn out to be an ass on these notes. I had Joey. You heard of this dude, Joey Brooks?
Yes.
He was in the studio making a million stickers in 5 seconds. And I recorded him talking about stuff.
While he was drawing? And
yep.
Was he paying attention to the fact that he was being recorded?
I did a thing where I just said, he was like, dude, did I tell you this story? And I said, no, but I'm going to record it.
Okay.
And then he was like, okay, you know, whatever.
Right.
But then, so he just told the story instead of thinking about the recording. And
yes.
Came out dope. And we should play it right now.
Okay.
While we wait, we can just play this. This is the song that me and Jeff made randomly that night. A little loop.
Speaking of Knight Rider, dude, it's kind of Knight Rider.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Michael, I need the night off to go on a date with Siri.
Damn. What voice does he pick for Siri when he's going on a date with her, dude?
I think he's a weirdo, so he would pick something like...
Something.
Like some like...
Exotic.
I was thinking like a German dude, like, voice.
Oh, man, I wish I had a German dude voice right now. Do they have that? Can I pick that on Siri?
I don't know. Like,
I don't want to do
let
it.
Let me show you what I found on the web.
It's like audiobooks by Arnold.
Yeah, totally.
Call me Ishmael.
I really want to hear Arnold.
Do it. Play it.
Reading Moby Dick. No, it doesn't exist. But you know what? It would be cool. You know, last week we talked about that porn site where you can, like, pick what celebrity you want to see or whatever.
Yeah.
And they can...
Deep fake porn.
Right. Make it all look real or whatever. What if there was, like, another thing where you could, like, whatever audiobook you wanted, they had a thing where, like, they could have whatever celebrity you want read it to you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You could have Arnold read Moby Dick to you if you wanted. Mm.
That's a good one.
I'm sure that would be a pretty low percentage of what people wanted in their stats. you know? But if you wanted that, you could have it.
Just read me back my grocery list.
Horacio.
I was like, what? Damn, what did I forget?
You need sweet to get potato. The bread. Sweet potato. Don't forget the butter.
Horacio.
You guys are cracking me up.
Or just not even just audiobooks, just your phone or whatever, like Siri. Just like have it be whatever celebrity voice you want, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I thought you were going to say.
Who would you guys pick?
Ooh. Oh. Let's see. Who's a really good voice? You know, you could always do the like Morgan Freeman or something like that.
Right.
Be kind of cool.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
I don't want to say it.
Why Drew Barrymore?
No reason.
Huh. That's random.
No, I think that'd be cool.
Michael Caine would be rad.
What about?
Oh, Jeremy. It's time to get up. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't even know, man. Who do you think?
Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, anyone you want, dude. Some Darth Vader. Like, whatever you want.
Darth Vader.
It's like...
Is James Earl Jones still around?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, it doesn't matter.
Like, you don't need the celebrity to cooperate with deepfakes. You don't need the celebrity to cooperate with, like...
Life.
Deepfake voices.
Deepfake voice for ringtone and ringtone.com. Jeremy, someone's calling you. Looks like it's Yudi. And you're like, damn it, which one is that? But then he's like, no. That's Judy. He'd be like, how would he say?
He's like, Yudi. That's what I said.
Yudi.
Yudi.
That's what I said.
He talks back. He talks back.
Don't make me come over there.
Do you guys want to check out the Joey one?
Yeah.
So he's talking about how your stuff listens to you.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing a little satellite candy teeth shorty wop.
Shorty wop.
Having a little drawing date over here or whatever. Whoa. You want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. I'm here with Joseph Brooks. JosephBrooksArt.com. I'm just kidding. That's not it, is it?
That is it.
Nice!
Yeah.
You were about to tell a story and I was going to catch it.
Not that crazy.
Oh, this is that crazy shit.
Yeah. So I'm talking to them, the French people. And, yeah.
Wait a minute. Who are the French people? Nobody knows. Sorry, you got to do a little bit of background.
Oh, damn. So there's these people from... on Iris College, I believe is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a veterinary and food science college from France.
No, can you pause it for a second?
Yeah.
A veterinary and food college? That's weird. Because...
It sounds weird every time I hear it.
Like when you like learn how to be a veterinarian, mm-hmm. like animals die.
But still think animals are tasty.
No, but animals die, and then they need food to cook all day long at the food college. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like what's in the coleslaw?
Oh, yeah.
Don't have the meatloaf?
I said coleslaw.
Yeah. The coleslaw is probably fine.
The coleslaw.
You're like, oh, man, this coleslaw has, like, cat in it.
Hey, why is there cat in the coleslaw?
There's eyeballs in this coleslaw.
I just think that's a weird two colleges. You know what I'm saying? To put together.
Yes.
Like, I think what you do is you put one, and then across the street you put the other one. And you want to do all that stuff with the, you know, do that behind the scenes in the alley. But, like, don't have the same address and put the same name on it. Like, you know, the whatever, College of Veterinarian and Food.
They cater, too.
Yeah, we're kinda kids, like they cater.
Delivery.
Or you can rent a bear for your kid's birthday party or something. Wow. I'm sorry to interrupt there, but that was weird.
No, that's fine. That's what we're here for.
Right. Nantes, I think. I'm probably saying that all fucked up. They're going to hate me.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so talk to them. They came to Seattle. They wanted to talk to artists. So talk to them, telling them my story, my backstory, whatever. Talking about how I used to do HVAC, like sales, and like they didn't know what that was. So I, like heating, ventilation, all this stuff. I'm talking like we're talking right now.
Right.
Right. And I go home. I pull out my phone. And I pull out that Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the Instagram ad, heating ad, heating ad. Every ad for because like the next five ads were about heating and ventilation.
Because you talked about it? Because
I was talking about it with them. For real, for real. No joke.
That's some weird, that's, yep. Yeah, that's that crazy.
Dude. And then I was like, oh yeah, I need to get in there and turn the microphone off on that Instagram app.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy. So it just wasn't listening. That crazy. And you, we know, you know, but...
Yeah, you know that, but when you see it, it's mm-hmm. weird.
When you're like, oh, yeah. Wait, my phone was in my pocket. Does that shit ever happen to you?
Oh, no, it's way crazier than that. I have ones where I just think about people and then the phone rings.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's off the, that. That's the real.
That's the real. Yeah. That's like the next.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's they're the trying next. To get to the Facebook and Instagram is trying to get that.
That's what they want.
They're like, how does the universe have this? We gotta figure it out.
Exactly, dude. That is a crazy story, though. But yeah, I've had those. I've had those. That's it.
Yeah. Nah, that's fucked up.
It is.
I was like, oh, I felt dirty.
Yeah, because it's like weird. They're just listening.
Just used me.
Everybody's just listening right now. Just
used me.
And then you do the Hey Siri.
Mm-hmm. Oh no! So,
and it's like, hey, what? You're like, whoa.
So my brother got me them the
Alexa,
Google Home.
Oh, Google Home.
Where it's like, hey Google, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, I'm gonna leave this in the packaging and return it. My phone's already listening to me. I don't need something that I'm actually giving it a, you know, approval to listen to me.
Plus, they'll start conspiring. Army dogs.
I took robots back and got a f***ing dehydrator.
Ooh.
And I'm getting that f***ing dehydrated fruit right now. It's bomb.
What, papaya? Dehydrating some papaya?
I haven't got any papayas yet, but I did them bananas, apples. I'm doing them blueberries right now.
That's man. A different one.
The blueberries are f***ed up.
Because they're all juicy. And so when they dry out,
I put them in there
weird.
Frozen because I'm stupid.
Oh, wow.
So it's you're all doing weird stuff. Yeah, yeah, this batch is not coming out. But, yeah, nah, I do the pears.
Oh, pears, dude. I like pears everything, though.
Dude, dehydrated pear is, like, the best fucking pear, dude. It's so good. But, yeah, that shit's bomb. Mm-hmm. My brother was like, it's like, oh, that's cool that you didn't want the present that I gave you, but you want to dehydrate these bananas for me?
Yeah, you kind of had to at that point.
Yeah.
What? You're about to be like, hey man.
Yeah. Hey man.
Can I drop these bananas off at your house, man? And then can I come back in like 2 days, man? Can they be like all dried out, man? I know you know a guy with a thing, man.
It's like, oh, that's cool that you didn't want the present that I gave you. Fucker.
So you can just fast forward to the clips.
Yeah.
That's good.
That was a good one, yeah.
Joey Brooks, man. At Weekend and Bernie's or whatever. Or no, it's because he has underscores and stuff. I don't know how to deal with it.
Does he?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's, you know, if you can't make your band name, something people can say, that's, you know, how are they going to promote it for you? Word of mouth. Sorry, Joey. It's Weekend at Bernie's something, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like Weekend underscore Bernie's. I don't know. I'm talking about it too long, though.
Yeah. So... I've heard of a lot of stories of people, like, having that happen to them.
Yeah.
Or whatever you're talking about comes up on your phone.
Yep.
I don't like it. And I'm definitely not down with those robots that run your house, either.
Whoa.
That's craziness.
Well, it's just a weird thought. It's a weird thought that we're, oh, it's already over.
Yeah, like it's that's
already,
it.
It's already where we have
like,
four
all the
things
movies
in here
are already
to us right now.
Reality. It's Blade Runner and Gattaca and Terminator and all the movies all at once are happening for real.
Dude, okay, we gotta have dude.
Let me just say this one more thing about that, because it's crazy that people are all excited about that, mm-hmm. but you know, we've already demonstrated like how difficult it can be to talk to Siri.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot.
And you want that the interface between you and like the stuff that operates in your house, like the heat and the water and the electricity. Yeah, you want to
put that filter on there.
Yeah, you want that like level of possible non-functioning.
Right. Yeah.
Going on.
And then
it's just gonna do whatever it thinks it's supposed to do.
I don't use Siri ever really, unless I'm like I don't know where to go and I'm like in a bind, you know, like, oh, I need to know this information like on the quick, you know, and I'm driving or something. And the few times that I have used it, it's always been like wrong, you know. I'm like, am I like just not, like mumbling right now? I'm trying to be as clear as I can, but it doesn't work. And Siri, so that pisses me off even more.
Can you please tell me where I am? Here's what I found in the weeb for. Could you tell me where I am?
Yeah, exactly. She pulls up.
You're like, no, I'm
irrelevant.
Like, I'm driving around in Renton, and I need to know which lane to be in.
What I found for lane.
Nathan Lane.
Did you see that story I sent you guys?
Which
that
one?
Was about the crazy. Oh man, I'm gonna butcher this up. Okay.
Okay.
It's the crazy. Was it even? I don't even know where it was. Anything. I don't have any of the facts.
What are you talking about?
I can just... The story I sent you guys.
The Brazilian?
Yeah. Brazilian, thank you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the first lead.
Yeah, right. This guy.
He was like a gang leader?
Yeah, he's like a gang something.
He was a top gang dude?
He's a part of a gang, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about. He's like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like kingpin guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and he's in...
Shout out to 2N.
Yeah, 2N, that's his name. That's right.
His name?
What's up, 2N?
Yes.
So he lives in like a super poor part of...
Rio, I think.
Yeah. And he went to the doctor.
Yeah, he went to like the urgent care or some stuff.
And like, some stuff like robbed them of medicine and then like kidnapped some of the people there.
Yeah, a couple nurses.
Took them to the poor neighborhood and made them inject all the kids against yellow fever that was going around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think that story is awesome.
Super crazy. It's awesome, too, because it's, like, it's super, like, against the law to, like, kidnap people at gunpoint and stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And they know who did it.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a news article about this dude, and it's all chill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like... That dude's not like
the nurse
in an orange suit
yeah,
in the
totally.
Photo.
Nope. He's just smiling.
He's just like, "What up?"
Yeah,
I'm not going to jail.
Wait, nobody wants to put him in jail though.
Even
even the politicians.
No, that's what I'm saying.
One of them was like talking real good about him.
That's what I mean. You know, it's like they're all like in it together or whatever. But it's just like
that's the deal with like crime, organized crime in Latin America. I've never been to Brazil, but
mm-hmm.
from my family in Mexico, central Mexico, there's a cartel that runs things there.
Right.
And it's so ingrained with, like, the people. They, well, for one, like, family members are part of the organization. But two, like, it serves not only as, like, a way for people to make money when there's no other source of income, but also as, like, a police type of, like, we'll take care of this for you. If, like, they're all farmers out there, right? So if, like, some type of injustice happens to like one person, like
mm-hmm.
they'll take care of it. Like they're the mediators or something. So like
right.
these people are just always helping out people in really like unorthodox ways, I guess.
Right.
But like it's one reason why it's kind of like the cartel war, I guess. You know, the
mm-hmm.
the U.S. or Mexican cartel war is it's really this complex issue where
of course right
where police have like little to no respect from the people. Or respect for the people.
Right.
And then so people have to turn to organizations like the Sinaloa cartel, like
right.
New Generation cartel. This really weird blob.
So then it's almost like part of it seems like what you're saying is kind of in line with what dude is doing by like helping out the community sort of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, it's not all like flowers and roses.
No, like, for sure. There's all kinds of gnarly shit. But I'm just saying, like,
people's heads off.
Right. But you were just saying that they like would help people out or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying, like a similar concept there.
Totally that Robin Hood factor, for sure.
Right. And they just don't talk about all the heads that Robin Hood had to chop off.
Yeah, right.
Have I ever talked about Guns, the writer? Writes Guns.
I don't know. I don't think so.
He does these little videos. I think I've told you, but he does these little videos on his Instagram story, mm-hmm. where it's just him like tagging, or him like it's every day all day long, you know, and it's different places. It's going to airports. Like he's just moving all around.
Okay.
But he goes to Starbucks every single day.
Uh huh.
And steals the juice. Oh, he's like, it's like free juice day, you know, and then he just goes and steals it and like films it while he steals it, right? Uh-huh. And he just walks in because they're built to steal,
yeah,
which is weird.
It is weird.
It's built to steal.
Mm-hmm.
The counters all face outward, and it's all just like underneath everything.
And you can't see it,
and nobody looks at anything. He's in full ones, like mm-hmm. where it's just full of people.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And everybody's in line. Like, he has people in front of him in line and in the back of him in line. Mm-hmm. And he just steals shit. Like, he grabs it. He's filming it. Grabs it and puts it in his pocket every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's filming the security guard. Mm-hmm. He's filming, you know what I'm saying? He's joking.
Yeah.
He's like a little clown all around.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes and gives it to the homeless person outside.
Right.
And films that.
Yeah.
And so it's like that Robin Hood factor's back, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just funny, too. It's really funny. We're like, free chargers at the airport day. And then he's one of those people where it's his tags. He has a certain, like, stamped tag, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, he just goes right back over it. Like, if anybody disses it, if anybody buffs it or anything, he just goes right back over it. Like, makes that video of that video.
Oh, nice.
Everything's a video.
Uh-huh. Wow. That's super OCD.
You should check him out, though. It's cool. Interesting.
It's cool that he gives the juice to, like, somebody who needs it, you know?
Yeah, a million times.
Yeah.
Like, he's done it a million times. Like, if you added it all up, it's really a cool thing. Like, it's a major thing.
Like, if you, like, to where if, like, you're the dude sitting out in front, you know, and you see that dude walk in, you're like, yes. That dude's come about on, to come dude. Out with some juice for me, dude. I know it. Come on.
Give me a good one.
I seen you on the internet, dude. Come on.
Dude, he's going into Target and tagging, like, the horse picture. There's, like, the horse picture, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a white horse jumping through the fucking golden sky.
Yeah.
And then he just writes Guns on it, right? And he's like filming it
in
the store, writing it. And then he goes and hides it in the store. Like, he's like, I'm like, does this dude have an invisible cloak?
Yeah, right? Is he magic?
I have an invisible cloak.
But I think people would notice like a tagged horse floating around the store
mm-hmm.
while he's like transporting it somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, first of all, he's tagging it and filming it.
Like tag as in like spray can or like a
Like a marker. He uses like these juicy markers so it like drips all crazy.
Yeah.
I'll just show you guys real quick.
Here. Just making a mess in this. The aisle at Target.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. and then hiding the painting between some shelves.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, and then people go and find it, you know, because they like got the crazy thing. It's like the Easter egg hunt.
Nice.
That's fun. Then people like run there and try to like get the painting that
he just
made. Yeah,
they do get it. Yeah.
But how do you get it out of the store?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they, because you have to, I'm like,
do they take that to the counter and it's all tagged up? And they're like,
this thing's jacked up. Can I have it?
they're like, no, that's $129.99 plus tax, you know,
yeah.
or whatever it is.
But that's what I'm saying. I wonder if they buy it. Because I saw it a bunch of times on there where the people have it. You know?
Yeah. I want to know now if they have to buy it or did they, like, run out the, like...
Let's look it up because I want to see really the... Fast, or I like want to give the real Instagram instead of guessing. here it is. It's G_U_NZ. See, I would have never got that right.
No.
It's always different stuff. He has the, one time he has the, and then he sells all this on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people will send him the picture of them wearing the shirt they tagged. Be like, yeah, and he'll be like, yeah, thanks. He'll be like, who's the Jews?
He's Jews. This guy's a hero.
It really is weird and nuts. He's in all these weird places, though, that are super, like, apocalyptic. Where there's just cars and, like, broke down buildings.
Where is this guy at?
Oh, everywhere. For real.
I gotta go to Target, look for stuff.
Yeah, totally. You gotta watch this again, man. I don't understand it. I'm really like, I don't understand it. Like, how does that work for that long?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you can't do that that many times, really. And have it work out, you know?
Yeah.
These people get crazy on it, man. It's a weird addiction.
Yeah, it's like he's got the, like, abandoned car underneath the bridge somewhere. Like
every one of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch of abandoned car ones.
He had ones. He had boats. All kinds of stuff. It's all the time, so it's all kinds of stuff. Guns, guns, guns.
It's kind of like a form of activism, I guess, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
It's interesting.
And it's like against Starbucks. Right. Because it's like, that's all it is. Or it's an ad for Starbucks.
Yeah.
They're the ones that are giving him money. That's probably smart. Well, sorry if I figure something out. Don't kill me.
Yeah, they're coming for you now.
Starbucks killers, dude. Whoa. Coming from the ceiling.
They hire the best.
I thought they would raise them. I thought it'd be like children. Little nuts, little coffee children. Coffee monkey children.
You seen that movie, Hitman? You guys seen that?
What is it?
Is it called Hitman? It's like based on a video game.
I don't know any of this.
It's like they raise like these children to become assassins.
Ooh, see?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like, what's it called?
Starbucks. I just invented that movie.
Starbucks.
Just after the fact.
Starbucks has like these factories where they train killers.
So dope.
Just the Cobra Kai dojo.
They have coffee breaks.
They have, like, some type of, like, secret Starbucks religion.
Oh, they would just inject it. They wouldn't have any... They wouldn't drink anymore. They would just inject it.
Yeah, because I think if you, like... If you were the people that ran the program and stuff, mm-hmm. like, you don't want to be, like, sipping coffee with the kids because that makes them feel like real people.
Right.
You know?
To
you.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to put them in straps.
Yeah, they live in their own little spot and you just... inject the coffee, like you're saying, you know, it's in their food or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in their food. You're like, ooh, popsicle time. Yay. Orange.
Sure. Orange. Orange, okay. You mean coffee?
Coffee. Gotcha. Zzz, zzz, zzz. Make those shoes. Sorry, that was on the side. That's behind the scene.
That's the other program that is for that the is assassins.
The other Starbucks doesn't have shoes.
Yes, no, but they export the kids that aren't tough enough to like third world countries to work at factories. Yeah, all the washouts go to China.
Oh. Malaysia.
Wow. Malaysia, yeah.
Mini apartments. Just a bunch of mini apartments.
Sorry.
What do you guys need with all these mini apartments anyway?
Nothing.
Just rabbits. Shut up.
Rabbits.
Take the briefcase full of money and get out. Rabbits.
Breeding rabbits. Scratch marks on the walls. What's the craziest thing you've seen on the internet, Horacio? Like, you can go anywhere, whichever crazy you want. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
it doesn't have to be weird, but it could be. But it probably will be.
Some crazy stuff. when I went to visit my cousin in Mexico, mm-hmm. he was showing me this website of narcos, just like messing people up. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that's gnarly.
It's not good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not good, these images.
No. But that's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah.
It stuck with me. I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Like,
zink.
Yeah.
I saw a dude get his head cut off. No, I was good on that.
Yeah.
No.
I was good. That's when I was good. That's when I was like, oh. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need to look that up.
That video's okay.
I don't need to look anything like that up. No. Because that really just, I'm tripped out now. Mm-hmm. And now I have a tripped out thing built into my brain.
Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, he's
that was too much.
She's just, like, laughing. He's like, what's wrong? Let's watch this other one. I'm like,
no.
No, man, I'm good.
Nope.
I think that was enough.
That was, like, dude, when I was delivering flowers, I used to have to go to this place called something.
Uh-huh.
Carlisle. they ship stuff, right?
Okay.
So we'd bring flowers there, or we'd pick up flowers there.
Mm-hmm.
And I made friends with the people there, and the manager guy, their office was the middle of the place, just on some pallets. Ooh. Just on some pallets.
Right.
That's what made it an office.
Because it was up higher?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's like, dude, you got to come over. Come here, you know? And I was like, what? You know, because I just like to go there anyway, because then you're on the pedestal.
Uh-huh.
Like, looking at, watching the workers with the dude. And he's like, you got to watch this, man. You got to watch this thing. And I was like, what is it? And he's like, two girls, one cup, dude. You got to watch it.
No.
Yeah. You got to. You're on the pedestal already, dude.
I don't got to watch that.
You got to watch it.
This is the price of being on the pedestal.
Yeah, you got to pay to play.
I'd be like, does your boss know you're watching this?
Nope, not Jeremy. He just sits down. You realize
I'm a customer.
Yeah. No, but they're down with me, though. They just sat me down.
I know, but you're a customer.
Yeah.
Of their companies.
Yeah, and they sat me down in a chair.
And made you watch this horrific shit.
In a chair. In front of the screen.
Yeah, no.
And he just watched me.
That's weird, dude.
Like, because there was a whole thing of reaction videos and shit. Yeah. So he was looking at it like that, you know? And then I was all, whoa! And then I started, like, having to puke, you know?
Yeah.
And because there's a certain point where you really want to puke.
Yeah, and it's, mm-hmm. I haven't watched it, but I understand what it
goes on. Yeah, at a certain point, there's a place you would want to puke.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to watch it.
It's not that long, but there's a certain... Somewhere in there, you're going to want to puke.
Definitely.
And so I wanted to puke, but I'm in the office. You know, so it's fancy.
Yeah.
So we're like five pallets up. So I'm trying to get to the garbage can, but then, like, it doesn't... I don't do it. You know, I just do a couple of, like... And the dude's just laughing. He's so happy they just raped my mind.
Yeah.
And made me convulse...
Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Some demon shit.
But, that's horrible. That's like a
But weird... I like that dude, though. It wasn't as bad as I'm making it sound.
Sadistic son of a bitch.
But he did get me with that one. That one stuck in my head forever, and that was... Whoa. But I would have watched it sometime, I think.
Mm-mm.
Did you watch it all the way through?
Yeah, I think so. I think then I did. That time.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
the whole thing. I got to a certain
point. I'm just remembering.
I got to that point, and I was just like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah. You got kind of a good filter, though. You know, saying where to cut it. You got a good dick filter. Like, where?
Like, nope.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about a filter that would, I guess, like an asshole filter, I guess.
Yeah.
But... I think dick filter is a funner thing to say.
It has a certain ring to it.
Asshole filter is so gross.
Oh.
It's so gross whichever way.
Oh. Yeah, dick filter's better.
Yeah, but Rossi was talking about, like, how... Because he could be the dick filter. Like, when I'm talking... Because I was talking about stuff, and I was like, yeah, but I have to think of a way... I was texting somebody or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have to think of a way to not sound like a dick.
Yeah.
because my texts sound like I'm a dick.
Right.
And then he's like, he's like, you could have said this, you know, la, 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 la.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, oh, man, it's like a dick filter. No so offense. You
know, that would be useful for Siri to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Siri could be a dick filter.
That'd be a really good app. We should make that.
Like, I want to make the logo.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay. No, 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 Jeremy.
No, no, no.
Not just, okay. Say something more specific. Use their name. Say thank you.
Before I kill you. I mean.
Before I order the robots that you've ingested to kill you.
Ow, ow. In your stomach, dude. Just ow, ow. Okay, okay.
Like, activate 5% of robots. Ow, ow, ow.
Oh, my liver.
Do you get the picture, Jeremy?
Yes.
Deactivate all robots.
I'll do what you want. I'll do what you want.
Most excellent.
Most excellent.
Because we have a couple in your balls. Wow, that hurts my balls right now just thinking about that. That was weird.
They're just like...
Ah, little spikes. They're just like this. Just
waiting?
Yeah, totally. Oh, man. It goes back to her hand. Turning the dial a little bit. I'm going 70s on that, but turning the dial a little bit. Oh, okay, okay.
At least you didn't go black and white and do like the lever on the wall.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Oh, that is worse. Yeah.
It's alive.
It's alive.
Ooh, that's awesome.
What do you think, Mom?
We're gonna go to Seattle.
Oh, so you're gonna paint something just on a wall somewhere?
Yeah. It's at the tennis courts, though. It's a legal wall.
Okay.
Yep.
So, maybe some people playing tennis?
Ooh. Now we're thinking inside the box.
That's right. It's safe in there.
That would be dope, though. Nobody would think of that. Ooh, they're on.
There's two. It's the sloths just staying there with the tent, and the ball just on the ground.
That's pretty good. You guys made a good one real quick.
And they're both looking at the sloth like ball boy, you know? You know, they're supposed to like run out there.
Yeah.
They're all just like looking at their watch or whatever. The ball boy's eating a sandwich.
Oh, man, you have a story time sing-along. That's perfect for a last thing.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Think about that.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So we can set up the...
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to move my drinks.
Dealio.
I got the bell jar, dude.
All right, so...
This plug-in.
We have here, so this is, there's a song on this record here I sampled a little piece or two of.
Does it not stay back? Did we already talk about
that? Yeah, we did, and I got the wire for it.
It's yeah, it's got a little arm that holds it up. Boom. Oh. Nope.
That's it. Something like this.
Mm-hmm. So, this is a record by a gentleman named... I don't know if it's Ryo or Rio. It's R-Y-O.
Ooh. I would say Ryo, but I wouldn't even...
Yeah, Ryo Kawasaki. He is a...
wonderful gentleman.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he's a jerk.
Hey, what if he was just a dick?
He's got good... He's probably cool. He's got a cool album cover.
Right. That's really cool album work.
He's not like a household name or anything, but this track I'm about to play for you has gotten a little bit of attention in the last couple of years. I did a little reading, found this out. Apparently, on one of the Grand Theft Auto video game series, you know how you get in the car and there's radio stations?
Yeah.
So this song has been featured on one of the radio stations, I guess.
Interesting.
So it's been popping up.
It's nice and funky.
Get it funkin' it.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
talking right now. Just the, for the power move of starting out.
Jazz fusion going on here.
It hurts. Wow, that hurt bad. No, it hurt me. Just the noise. Oh yeah, because I just knocked it about four. It still's got one left.
So it's that's got more, more to go here, but I'll play you. There's a little piece of the song that I sampled. Oh wow! Funk at 78 RPM. That's when they got excited. Alright, so that was some snippets of Raisins by Ryo Kawasaki. And so here I grabbed a little bit of the drums and like a couple of the bass notes. And
thank you.
That was sick.
Thank you.
I just started working. That's good.
So yeah, it's got a little bit of the drums in there. Ran it through the tape machine. Gave it a little wobble.
Definitely got in the zone with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys both just like start drawing.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good, yeah. It means it works.
It's a good prescription.
Better than Xanax.
Yeah, for real, right?
Or Windex for that matter.
Blah, blah. All right, well, let's wrap it up. Because I'm getting a little mellowed out here.
I did want to say something.
Okay, yes.
Let's hear it.
I've been pretty stoked these past couple weeks, especially this week, because a little while ago, back in December, actually, we're in February now, mid-February, and my car took a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, like, the most hectic thing ever, because I kind of just got the car, and I don't know too much about Volkswagens,
mm-hmm.
but just this week, I was able to rebuild my engine successfully.
What?
And,
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so, like, either this week or the next, it should be ready to be installed again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I'm just, like, super stoked because there was this point in time to where everything was just, like, laid out on the floor. You know, I'm like,
oh,
like, what is going on? Like, I just want to walk away. Like, I don't want to think about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like that
thought. But I'm on the other side of that now.
And so yes. That's,
like, yeah, I'm just, like, super stoked. You won.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that. I'm so excited.
I was going
to
ask you about that earlier. I forgot. Got sidetracked.
My robots.
So, we appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, we do.
And
whether it's on the internet or on Radio Tacoma.
Boom. We love you. Thanks. And until next time.
Stay alive.
Stay alive.
Yeah. Jiggle out on out of here. Bullscotch, bullscotch, bullscotch.